Back to the phone lines we go. Starting Mike linebacker for the Mississippi State Bulldogs, former Florence Falcon Errol Thompson joining us on Shoal Sports Talk. Errol, glad to have you on the program. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. Nice to be on.
All right, so you are a guy who, you know, very highly touted coming out of high school, four-star, three-star, you know, in that area, and highly ranked as far as inside linebackers go. What went into your decision to go to Mississippi State? Why did you choose to go there?
Choosing Mississippi State, it was kind of a hard decision, but really the major factor for me was it felt like home. You know, everything was a home environment, you know, as far as the coaching staff, it was good. And two of my family members, Kevon Coleman and Ridiculous Brown, were also at Mississippi State at the time, so that kind of influenced me.
Yeah, Boniquez is a guy I'm sure you sort of looked up to, right? He was a talented player down there in Starkville.
Yes, he's a guy that I still, you know, get a lot of points from and a lot of tips from. He's a guy I look up to greatly.
We've got Errol Thompson, former Florence Falcon, joining us on the program. All right, so you were recruited by Coach Mullen and played for Coach Mullen the past couple seasons, but you redshirted your freshman year, and last year was your first opportunity to get some on-field action. What was that freshman year like for you? You go from playing and being the guy in high school, as most guys do, to not getting to play your freshman year. Was that difficult for you?
Yes, sir, it was difficult, but at the same time, I knew, you know, I could use a year to, like, grow and mature physically and mentally, and that's kind of what I did every week, you know, that I knew I wouldn't be able to get to travel or play. You know, I kind of took it as in, you know, as a game week myself, you know, go in the weight room, still study film, you know, and treat it as a game, and I feel like it paid off right now.
I bet you wish you were coming in as a freshman this year, that way you could still play in four games, right?
Yes, sir. I wish they had me on.
What is the feeling like amongst some of the freshmen? Because I know those guys are already on campus. The guys who are – you probably know the guys who are going to be redshirted, things like that. When you're talking to those guys, the opportunity to play in four games, from the standpoint of a player, what does that mean to you? What do you think about that?
Really, it's a great opportunity. You know, you got a chance to, you know, prove yourself for at least four games. You know, you got 4 games to at least – you know, go out and show what you can do and impress. You know, the coaches will take it from there. But for us, from a player, I feel like it's a great opportunity and, you know, it's a great challenge.
We've got Errol Thompson, former Florence Falcon, joining us on Shoals Sports Talk. You got a new head coach down there. Joe Moorhead comes over from Penn State and offensive coordinator there at Penn State, offensive-minded guy. And we got to talk with him at SEC Media Days, Chuck's favorite head coach. Seems to be a little kooky, I guess is the word that we'll talk about. But you know him a lot better than me and Chuck do. What is Coach Moorhead like?
He's just a great all-around guy. He's a guy, he's all about hard work. He comes from a hard-working background. And he's just a guy who gets after it. You know, he believes in putting in the work. He doesn't believe in, you know, doing any talking or anything about it. He just believes in putting in the hours and putting in the work.
Errol, this is Chuck Hammer here on Shoal Sports Talk. What are your goals? What are your goals for this season?
Really, you know, from a team standpoint, just to win. You know, we want to win the SEC first. You know. That's a goal, you know, everyone in Starkville, you know, has on our mind right now. But we're just really taking it game by game, not looking over anyone.
Now, you're only 2.5 hours, right around 2 hours and 45 minutes away from Florence. How often do you get to come back home?
We got to try to come back home every time we, you know, get an off day or an off break, you know, a couple of days here and there. I try to make it back home because it's not that far away.
We've got Errol Thompson joining us on Shoal Sports Talk. What is there to do in Starkville? You know, everybody talks about the only thing in Starkville is the college. What do you do to entertain yourself? I know most of the time you're doing football stuff.
it's not really a lot of activities to do here other than, you know, football and just the college town and stuff. But, I mean, it's movies here. That's really about it, to be honest.
I got you.
So not much.
Football, and that's about it.
Yes,
so, Errol, what are you going to school for? What's your major?
Kinesiology is my major.
I don't even know what kinesiology is.
It's the study of movement or something, right?
Yes, sir, the body.
There we go. What do you want to do with that?
I really want to be a trainer, and I want to kind of, you know, maybe be a coach one day.
Oh, really cool. All right, so I want to bring up a little bit of a darkness over the past, you know, couple seasons. Last year's Egg Bowl – I know Nick Fitzgerald went down with that injury early on, and I know that was tough because you guys rely on him, and you should. I mean, he's a Heisman caliber guy. But what do you remember most from that game that you're going to carry with you throughout this season?
Really just the anticipation leading up to playing in the game. You know, it's a lot of people from Alabama probably wouldn't understand. It's kind of like the Iron Bowl, but in Mississippi, it's kind of you either witness, you stay with. So the whole anticipation of just playing in a great rivalry.
You know, when you think about that rivalry, and I'm sure growing up, were you an Alabama fan growing up, Auburn fan growing up?
No, I wasn't either. I really just was a fan of players for the young.
Got you. So a players fan, that's the best way to do it. It would saves a lot of people a lot of heartache if they would just be players fans. But thinking about that rivalry in Mississippi, what is the craziest thing that you saw or heard, you know, the weeks leading up to, maybe from Ole Miss fans or maybe it was from Starkville people? What was the craziest thing that you saw or heard?
To be honest, just the fans going back, you know, just watching different fans, Ole Miss fans, Michigan State fans go back and forth on Twitter, you know, just seeing the rivalry, you know, seeing everything get mixed up, and just the heated rivalry on Twitter. That's probably it.
Outside of Starkville, I know you got to say your home field is probably your favorite place to play, but what's been the coolest environment you've played in so far besides Starkville?
Probably a ball game. Playing in Jacksonville against, you know, Lamar Jackson and Louisville. That was a great experience. Just being in the Jaguar Stadium. That was great.
All right, Errol. We appreciate your time, man. Thank you so much for joining us. And we are looking forward to seeing what you can do this season. I know that there are high expectations on yourself, from yourself, and there are high expectations from people here back home. And as long as we've got a guy like you down there in Starkville, we'll say Hell State.
Yes, sir. Hell State.